AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Iran's war with Israel and the U.S. has spread across the Gulf and hit key energy sites. On Friday, Kuwait says Iranian drones struck an oil refinery in two waves and sparked a fire. Dubai reported heavy explosions. Bahrain says shrapnel from an intercepted projectile set a warehouse ablaze. And Israel says it started new strikes on Iran. Iran's new supreme leader has issued a statement.
Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, called Friday for the enemies of his nations to have their security taken away in his latest message to the public. Khamenei made the remarks in a statement issued on his behalf to President Masoud Pezeshkian after Israel killed Iran's intelligence minister. It was read on state TV IRIB. The newsreader says security must be denied to internal and external enemies and be granted to the people at large. Khamenei hasn't been seen since he was named as supreme leader after his father Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed in an Israeli airstrike on the first day of the war on February 28. There have been growing comments from American and Israeli officials that Mojtaba Khamenei was hurt in the war. I'm Charles Tillethesma.
A heat wave in the southwestern U.S. is setting records.
A desert community on the Arizona-California border reached 110 degrees Thursday, breaking a record for the highest March temperature recorded in the United States. The record-setting temperature was recorded just outside Martinez Lake, Arizona, in the Yuma Desert. As a winter heat wave scorches the southwest, it breaks the record of 108 degrees set in Rio Grande, Texas in 1954. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Scientists say the record-setting heat wave in the southwestern U.S. shows climate change is already driving more dangerous weather extremes. This is AP News. Baseball is taking steps to shore up its game in the wake of a recent betting scandal.
Major League Baseball is entering an official partnership with Polymarket and has an agreement with the Federal Commission overseeing prediction markets to collaborate on integrity concerns. MLB said in a statement it has a memorandum of understanding with Michael S. Selig, the chair of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, to, quote, further protect the integrity of baseball by ensuring swift response to incidents and anticipating emerging trends more strongly, end quote. Prediction markets have raised concerns from sports leagues already working to combat issues around legal sports gambling. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments over a Mississippi law that allows counting late-arriving ballots after Election Day. The High Court on Monday will hear from Republicans and Libertarians who sued the state. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.